It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, welcome back to Golf is Ruining My Life, the show that celebrates everything to do with having our lives ruined by this stupid, stupid game.
I'm really happy with golf at the moment, can I just say? I'm in a really pleasant place with it, just because it's winter and I'm just golf nerding. I'm reading a lot of golf stuff, I'm watching a lot of golf stuff.
This is what happens in winter. You go into this sort of golf hibernation mode and you watch a lot of YouTube golf, you practice stuff, you have thoughts. There's no pressure.
No.
This is why it's good to go on. It's good to go on holiday in winter. There's no pressure on the weather. If it's nice, if it's okay.
Yeah, anything's better than... Yeah, that's right. True. But if you go and play golf in winter, it's like, well, it's winter. I'm not playing ages, so I'm nothing to compare it to. Better than being at home.
Exactly. Have you had any leaf catastrophes yet? That's got to be one of the most annoying things.
Loads.
By this time of year. Losing balls under leaves. Oh, my God.
I also played a new golf course the other day. This is going to sound like a humble brag.
Oh, God.
Maybe without the humble bit in there.
Sure, a brag.
I think it's just a brag.
Yeah, yeah.
I played a golf course the other day with a mate that I'd never played before, and we were having a really casual round of golf.
Great.
So it's like super chill, and we were on super like forward tees.
Picking, writing down scores, not even bothering. Just...
No, we wrote down scores.
But in like kind of like a, yeah, it's a five.
Nine holes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I repeatedly miscalculated how far I could hit a driver, and one drove pin high once, and on the other drove the back of a green.
Wow.
Out the back.
And you got a par three on both of them. That's really good.
Look at this guy. Look at this. Hazoof. Man's a legend with that sort of game.
That's nice. Where was the golf course?
East London.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah. So it was a very, like, turn up, hit and play and have fun. But it was just like, didn't know my own strength, but it's like 250 yards because it's winter.
Didn't know my own strength or the distance.
Yeah, that was the key.
That flag is away. Here's a question for you. And this is something I'm thinking about doing at the moment with some mates. A good evening at the range.
Okay.
How does that look? What do we do? What time do you turn up? Do you get food when you're there? How long do you hit balls for? Do you go with someone else? Is a range, right? And a winter's evening. Something to yourself. Just get into your zone. Put this podcast on. Do you know what I mean? What is the best way to do a good range session of an evening after work?
I think these days it has to be a TrackMan range.
Yeah.
I went to a non-TrackMan range the other day and it was a bit like, oh, what's the point?
Yeah. It's over there. And also the balls are so crap on it. So that's another thing as well. You want those ranges where they give you an accurate distance because the balls are not as good, right? They're not going to go as far.
Yeah, most aren't, no.
But then they do. One of the ranges I go to will give you a distance based on it being a proper ball.
Oh, that's nice.
So
yeah,
it's
that's
like an extra 20 yards or whatever, you know.
I think helps. If you're going to do a range session, I've done a few. It's nice to go with mates. It's nice to have a bit of food there, a couple of drinks, enjoy it, make it a social thing. There's so many great ranges now that really lean into that sort of stuff.
At this time of year, you go with the TrackMan, because of course with a lot of the TrackMan stuff, you can play a course now.
Yeah.
So you can like play a game
Yeah.
But I think that's quite... And it's, you know, I love going to somewhere like Pitch in central London, you know, the indoor stuff. But you cannot beat the pleasure on a range of watching a white ball, a crisp white ball, fly off into a floodlit...
Oh, it's lovely.
...evening.
But I don't enjoy it as much if I can't then look at a screen and go... That's 250 yards or something like that. And especially with new golfers, like I've got a mate who's getting into golf, taking them to a range without TrackMan is really boring.
Yeah.
Because at least with, if you get one of those TrackMans, there's games on there you can play. You can have like a chipping game. You can go, okay, I want to hit this 100 yards.
Yeah.
Both try and hit it 100 yards.
Yeah.
There's stuff you can do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how I would.
That's good. That's good ranging, Tom.
Thank you.
Good ranging tips. I like that.
Can we go over to some interactions, some messages?
We've had some great interactions.
So firstly, I'd like to say hello to show regular Mr. Tom Overbury.
Oh, Tom.
He was saying, not a fan of winter golf. I'm still playing though, guys. I've hit the universal semi-decent plateau of 14.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was on, I swear to God, I was on 13.7 for like 9 years.
Yeah, it gets people. 14, I think if I'm honest... 14's probably where I'm at now.
That's probably you now. Yeah.
Because 14, 17 shots on most courses, which I think... And you know what? I could do 17 over maybe slightly more regularly than a 14 probably can.
But also 14 sounds pretty good. It doesn't sound rubbish at all.
No, it doesn't sound... 14's a great handicap.
Yeah.
Tom goes on. Love listening to the pod, guys. Excellent. I played the new course up in St. Andrews last summer. And you can call ahead with a phone box on the 8th to the halfway house. Haggis sausage rolls and half a pint of Guinness looking out over the sea on the links.
Don't think
the combo can be topped. It was such a moment.
Oh, that is a moment. Oh, Tom, that sounds gorgeous.
Well done, Tom. Remember, you can send us any golf stories, golf anecdotes.
You know what we could do as well, Tom? Here's an idea. Why don't we do like your best moment of the golfing year? Because we are getting towards the end of the year now.
Yeah, nice.
Like the highlight of your golfing year. What has been the best bit? For me, that just sounds great. Guinness, haggis, St. Andrews.
Yeah, it's heaven, right?
But also, crucially about this, maybe this is what we should ask for, a moment where the quality of your golf was irrelevant. Do you know what I mean? Where it was all about just the love of the game and the people you were with and the place you were, rather than the fact you just got a birdie.
What was yours? So what have you got one? I can't think of what mine would be.
I can quite easily think of one, which is my birthday. I just got like nine.
I was there.
Yeah.
That was a good day.
I've got nine of my best golf mates and you. Oh, and
it's great gear.
No, I did. I got however many we were. We used that brilliant app where you could see everyone's score at the same time.
Yes, which is such a good app for golf days.
So much fun. Seeing Jason getting a 7 on the second.
Mm.
Just being able to shout across at him. You got a 7? What are you thinking? And he's just like...
Yeah.
It's so good. I cannot recommend it enough. If you have a golf day, there's one called VPAR. The one I use is called Rabbit, I think. It's really, really good. Yeah, the golf day was a beautiful day. Great weather. The golf was irrelevant. Just having a bunch of pals together was just absolutely lovely. I loved that.
So JCB stands out to me, but that was last year. That wasn't.
Yeah,
that
so
wasn't
come
in,
on, 2023. You don't have to think of one now. You can do it in next week's show.
My brain is racked. Can I read an email while I think?
Can I just say, if you have got a good one, either write it in the comments or drop us an email, thetoms@golfersruiningmylife.co.uk. The best moment of your golfing year, and preferably, I would say, without any nod to playing well or a good golf moment. I want to hear about why you love the sport and why it was special. Thank you.
God, this is a long email.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Should we just strap in for it? I've also not pre-read it, so I'm going to stumble throughout
this.
This will take us
to the ads.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
After recently listening to one of your fantastic podcasts and your thoughts on golf icks, I felt compelled to share my story, mainly because my efforts regarding my participation in this golf ick has never been acknowledged. After purchasing a new set of irons at the beginning of the golf season, oh God, I know where this is going, I was keen to get out and play. Unfortunately, in my haste to play, I left the manufacturer's head covers on, which I didn't think would be much of an issue, as I was only playing with my mate who is a beginner golfer. You can't leave the covers on the golf clubs while you play.
Hang on.
Must mean the plastic. The
cellophane bit.
You must mean the cellophane.
What's wrong with you? You have to take the cellophane off. What are you doing?
I was only playing with a mate who's a beginner golfer.
That's no excuse.
But his reaction upon seeing the iron head covers was pure disgust. Or maybe he means the head covers.
He means the thing we've talked about before.
Yeah.
The stupid iron head covers.
The golf clubs come with them? I don't know. Anyway, I was initially quite proud of his reaction as I felt my friend was becoming a proper golfer, complaining about slow play, iron covers, bandit handicaps, all the hallmarks of a proper golfer.
That's great.
But then I realized this was an opportunity too good to miss, and the head covers made an appearance every time we played together. I won't lie, the looks I get in the car park when other golfers saw the iron head covers was difficult to take. But my friend's reaction when I was out on the course and had to reveal 3 or 4 irons before I would find the correct one was
oh my God.
So they've not
They're
got
not
the numbers
numbered.
On.
They're not numbered. Oh my gosh.
That,
that would drive me absolutely
That's so
mad.
Funny. God, that's annoying. Yeah, okay.
That would drive me absolutely crazy.
Before I found the correct one was priceless. A normally calm and collective character was reduced to pure frustration, and this went on for months until my friend eventually snapped, and after hitting an iron into a green, I returned to my bag ready to de-sheath my iron, only to be surprised to notice all my iron head covers had disappeared. I immediately suspected my friend, but when I went to question him regarding the whereabouts of the head covers, I could sense this was a man that was broken and had enough torment so I didn't ask, and the iron head covers have never been seen again.
Amazing.
Our friendship has all but recovered from the summer of iron head covers, but my question to you is, what should I do next summer? Visor plus fours, or maybe something different?
Oh.
Keep up the good work, Tom. Stephen Blackie. That
Stephen
is a great email.
That's so funny. I love that. I love going back to the bag. I need my 5 iron. No, that's my 6. That's my 7.
So funny.
That's my, and then just the person next to me.
Hurry up.
Please, the people behind us. Nothing worse than someone doing that when there's someone on tea.
Oh,
that makes me feel sick. Stephen, you're a genius. Thank you so
that
much.
That is really
in
funny.
In terms of what you should do next summer, you've got to keep it at a similar level so that it just slowly irritates them.
Yeah, okay.
I've got golf mates I play with. Little things irritate you, and over time it builds. So there's a friend of mine I play with who always asks, even though he's played my course 100 times, where's the next tee?
Okay, yeah.
Where does the trolley go for the next? It's just over there, mate. Wait, do you see where that flat bit of ground with the tee pegs in is?
You've played it before, mate.
It's the same place it was last week.
I think I do something quite annoying,
oh, yeah.
Which is that if I'm walking down a fairway and me and I'm walking with someone and they have one of those yardage things on their back. Do you know sometimes they have like like a readout?
Can I get a reading, please, mate?
All the time.
I don't, even though
I have a scope.
Yeah,
I still always ask.
For
it. It's just quicker.
Oh,
but
no.
It must be annoying for me to keep asking him.
But I sometimes ask because I'm pretending that I'm doing it and I want to compare my number to theirs. But it's just I can't be bothered to get my and I just want their number.
So make someone else work for it.
This is a good question, right? What do you do in golf and you suspect you might be quite annoying? What is the thing that you do when you're playing golf that you think, actually, that might annoy people? I can think of mine.
What do I do? I mean, mine must be the asking for yardages, even though I've got a thing that I could easily get. I got one. If you turn up to a golf course and ask me for a pencil, bring your own pencil. I don't even know where mine is. And if I do, I have one and I'm using it.
What I love is every time I go to IKEA, there's about 40 blokes with tight-list hats on just grabbing all the pencils. Every time.
That's mine, because I think I do that a lot.
There's two things I do that I'm very conscious of, but I'm never going to change. I don't really help people look for balls. Sorry, sue me.
Oh, that's such bad etiquette.
I will, if they're nearby and we're going in the right and the same direction and I can just sort of divert myself, I'll definitely come and help.
Yeah.
Obviously. But if I've driven down the right-hand side and they've gone duck hook left.
You're not going to try.
But especially if my ball might be lost as well.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I can't be bothered, mate. And I just...
I think I'm probably the same.
Or what I'll do is I'll go over and see my ball and then I'll... Wait a minute. And then I'll turn around and go, you got it, yeah? More often than not, they'll either go, yeah, or they'll go, yeah, I'm not going to bother. I'm like, all right then.
You're never ever going over to help, are you?
I do sometimes, but not enough. The other one I think I do, which is probably quite annoying, is I won't watch where my ball's gone and then I'll be like... Anyone see it? And I'll get where it should be. And I'll be like, does anyone see where that's gone by any chance? Anyone see where that ball is? Knowing that no one's seen.
Yeah.
I think that's quite irritating. If someone I'm playing with keeps saying, has anyone seen my ball? I'll murder them.
Yes,
and I do it myself.
That's annoying.
Yes.
The one thing that I want to change, in fact, this is a lovely thing.
Go on.
Maybe like golf New Year's resolutions. What's your golf New Year's resolution?
Brilliant.
It's got to be the question. My golf New Year's resolution is... to try and get any sort of indication as to where my ball's gone. If I hit a drive, pick something that it's gone near.
Yeah.
Don't just go, oh yeah, that's great, and just walk off. Just pick a tree or a bunker.
Mark it, mate. It's called marking it. When you just mark it off just by that tree, it's just on that bit, that little bit of hedge there. It is so annoying. There's another guy I play with who just never looks.
It just takes 2 minutes and then you'll find your ball quicker.
Absolutely.
That'd be mine.
Good golf news resolution. My golfing news resolution would... it's the same as last year. Calm down, obviously. Try and enjoy it rather than getting wound up. That's not your news resolution. That's just the constant battle.
Yeah.
Right?
With your own demons.
Exactly. I would say my golfing New Year's resolution... it's a difficult one.
I can read an email while you think about
it. Yeah, good. Thank you.
We're having so many lovely emails into the show.
It's great.
After 3 years of doing this podcast, it's really starting to feel like a thing.
I'm sort of quite swept up in it now.
Feels really nice.
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah.
You can send your emails whenever you want. It's thetoms@golfisruiningmylife.co.uk. We got an email. This is from Ali. Hello, the Toms.
Hi.
I've just finished a full listen through of the pod.
Oh my God.
You completed the pod.
He's done the box set.
What a ride. From Tom playing Dornoch.
I did play Dornoch. Have I mentioned that?
To Tom playing Wentworth. Wentworth West. I think I would go to Dornoch given the choice between the two. That's not a bad idea.
It's correct.
I actually saw something quite interesting. Wentworth is not on a lot of the top 100s.
Oh yeah.
Because a lot of the top 100s will only put courses in you can actually... pay to play on.
Pay to play on Wentworth?
I actually don't think you can because there's a list this year that's come out which Wentworth West isn't on.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's because there is no way of just turning up and playing.
Even though it's hundreds of pounds,
yeah.
You still can't do it.
It's like Queenswood or Queenwood, whichever one it is.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The highs of the love story in the background of Tom and Em. Congratulations on the engagement. Don't, I'll cry. Oh, I can make myself available to the golf. Anyway, really enjoying the show and the love that the two of you are as it to the game as I am. Looking forward to find out what club Tom chooses to join. Going to be a special hour-long show for the reveal. I could cry. Hashtag my son. Hashtag Dornoch. Hashtag Wentworth West. All the best, Ali. World Handicap Index 11.8. These emails really mean a lot to me.
It actually makes it worthwhile because we're not getting anything financial out of this show.
Are we not? Are you joking?
It is so lovely. I love making this show, but when you actually hear people have been listening to it, it's so nice.
Yeah, we're getting a lot. There's a load of stuff on TikTok and a load of lovely comments on the podcast, which you could, if you still do, if you want listening and want to scroll down and write a comment and give it a 5-star review, we're going to pick more people to give away these golf balls that I stole.
Yes, please do write a lovely comment. Thank you very much. Indeed, we're going to ads, then I'm going to tell you my golfing New Year's resolution.
Have you got one?
Yeah, I've got one, yeah.
Okay.
It's good.
Adverts.
Welcome back to Golfers Ruining My Life. My golfing New Year's resolution is to take more practice swings. Controversial, because I don't like anything that takes longer on the golf course. But a problem I think I have is I just rock up to the ball and go, and hit it.
Yeah.
And actually, when I do a proper practice swing and go, oh yeah, I've got to do the thing, and I need to make sure then I hit a shot, usually, like way more, it goes really well. And when I don't do that, usually it goes badly wrong.
Here's a half-ass remembered story.
Lovely.
Someone commented on one of our videos about practice swings.
Yes.
Saying, does anyone else do the Spieth? Which I imagine
is the wrong thing.
I imagine is the Jordan Spieth thing, which he went on to detail was a practice swing at about 60 to 70% of your full power.
Yeah.
Just for a bit of feel.
But doesn't he do the wrong... Who is it who does the wrong thing? Was it Justin Thomas who does that a bit, where they will go, this is what I don't want to do?
Oh, is that right? So he gets the feel of the wrong way.
That's the wrong way, so now I'll do it right.
That's interesting.
Talking of which, we put this video out on TikTok of us talking about how many practice swings is the right number of practice swings. I'm going to take like one, maybe two. Any more than two is a crime.
I think I always go, my practice swings are one, that was great.
Yeah.
Let me check that it was okay. Shit, I can't repeat it.
Yeah.
Or that was shit.
Yeah.
Let me do another.
Do that.
That felt great.
Yeah.
Then the third one, which I hit, is duffed.
And it's duffed. Anyway, loads of comments on that video. Three is max, two is ideal. Three practice swings and then the God Almighty 10-yard chunk and repeat. That's Josh Watson.
Yes.
Why waste a good swing on an air shot? 1 in 5 of my swings are half decent, not wasting one on a practice swing. And that's a good point. Someone here is the GK chef has said exactly what you're saying, the Spieth pre-shot routine.
Oh, yeah.
About 60 or 70%. Speed. Someone called Don, I think it is, cryptic on acid, it says it. I play with a guy who takes like 5. He always says, my practice swing felt great. After he tops it, I tell him to practice swing on the ball.
Practice swing on the ball is hilarious.
I mean, that is a good point. Someone else, this is really nice, from EJ New, says, these guys don't play golf. I'm absolutely convinced of it.
Guys, we do play golf.
I mean,
I love it. Why did a whole golf podcast I have too much average golf chat not to play golf.
Can you imagine all the people in our life, like when we say goodbye to our other halves because we've got to go and record a golf podcast, them going, why are you doing this? You don't even play golf.
Yeah.
I just want to lie about playing this game. I want to put it on TikTok.
People on the internet are weird.
I only take a practice swing if the lie is indifferent and requires a feel of how the club is going to go through the grasp. Is it tangly, thick, or wispy? That's, again, DG golf. That's a good point. A practice swing when you've got a weird lie, so you feel what the grass is going to be like.
That's clever.
If you're on a nice fairway, just do the shot. I've got to take more practice swings just to get it in. You know,
New Year's
lock
resolution.
It in. New Year's resolution.
We're getting to that time of the year as well as we edge towards Christmas. How do you feel, and this is actually possible for you, how do you feel about a round of golf on Christmas Day?
I feel that...
What a lovely routine you could set up for you and your sons.
It's an annual tradition. It would be amazing. I used to play every Boxing Day with my brothers when I was a kid, and it was lovely. Super cold, so again, like not proper golf really, just knocking it around and enjoying being outside, which is why we've been sort of hinting at it in the last few episodes. Golf is somehow better in winter because you enjoy it more. It sounds mad, but like there's almost a pressure with perfect conditions to score well.
Yeah, the winter takes that away, which is what I think is quite freeing at times.
Oh, it's just, I'll just take the win. I'll just do nine, or I'll go and have a hot drink afterwards. It'll be really nice. Christmas Day
is
golf.
Is it beyond the pale? Is it beyond the pale? Is it a bridge too far? Is it too much to ask?
Beyond the marriage. To disappear for 5 hours.
It's nine holes. It's only nine holes.
If it's nine holes and it's first thing, I mean, yeah, of course, perfect. Absolutely perfect. So I'd take both my boys, so yeah.
Yeah.
Would you get away with that with your new-to-be father-in-law?
Keith would love it.
Keith would love it. Keith, do it for Keith.
Keith would love it. I'm thinking this year about... No, this is a different podcast. I think I'm going to go for a run on Christmas morning.
Oh yeah, I go for a run on Christmas morning.
Do you?
I take the boys for a run on Christmas
morning.
That's
nice.
Oh God, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
so
I bet.
Last year, we went for a 25-minute run together, just me and the two boys.
Nice.
And it burns off all the madness
that
we've all got.
Yeah.
It means all the chocolate and stuff, it just helps to do that. It's beautiful out there. It's so quiet. It's so lovely. And also, the most fun thing of all is the rule that we have when we do it every Christmas, you have to say Happy Christmas to every single person you see.
Oh, nice.
So we're on this run. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
You must go for a run on Christmas morning.
So yeah. I'm going to do that this year, but I would like to my future children to set up a tradition before they're even born, before I'm even married to my future wife, that I would like to play golf on Christmas Day. And I think the exciting thing about that is most golf courses are closed. You have to sneak on.
Who the hell? Can like any golf course, can afford a security guard on Christmas Day?
Ain't no golf course.
Not that we're condoning breaking into a
Is
golf
this
course.
How we get onto Wentworth again?
Oh my God. That's Can you imagine?
Break onto Wentworth on Christmas Day.
We both
Christmas
sneak
Day.
Off on Christmas morning. I mean, seriously though, it must be people. Then the super posh courses must open on Christmas.
I'm trying to think, right? So Wentworth is too hard because it's too private. But think of the exclusive courses that aren't as private. St Andrews.
St Andrews, you just walk on.
Do you think anyone's?
Well, it's open to the public on a Sunday, isn't it? St Andrews. There's no difference on a Christmas Day. Open it up, let people.
Does anyone do that? You could just walk and tee it up on the first. No.
Okay, who has played golf on Christmas Day?
Yeah, that's the first comment. Yeah,
that has got to be a thing. The Tom's at golfersruiningmylife.co.uk. This is great. That would be a very controversial lads' holiday, wouldn't it?
What, Christmas Day?
I'm going on a golf holiday. When are you going? 25th of December.
Yeah, cheers, love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I think I went to the driving range on Boxing Day.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
I remember that so vividly. The first set of golf clubs I ever got was the bag was like proper old school circle, hard, and it was like a Dunlop set. Uh-huh. And I remember going to play golf with my Uncle John on a driving range in Preston, and it was snowing.
Brilliant.
It was... Christmas memories, man. Like, that stuff's really important for me.
Yeah. Totally. It's so nice. It's so good to do.
I'm also very excited for golf Christmas this year. I know
Are we talking presents here?
I think if there was one thing that you would want this year, what's the one thing that you would want? If you'd have one thing.
Probably maybe some sort of sexy putter. But don't, I'm saying it quietly because I don't want my putter to hear, because I still quite like my putter.
Yeah.
But like a, you know what?
Do you want a... Scotty. Cameron. Okay. He wants a Scotty voice.
But there's like 300 quid. I just, every time I have used a Scotty, it is like when Harry finds his wand. there is a bit of, oh, geez.
So soft.
Isn't
it soft?
It's what my arms have been missing for the first 43 years of my life. So, yeah, I maybe. What about you?
I say it. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The white foot joys are what I want for Christmas. I've said it on the show before that it's the foot joys that I want. Yeah, but
the Pumas are still...
They're not going to be as comfortable as the Pumas.
They genuinely are. The Pumas are so comfy. And I'm not just saying it because we love those guys and they're pals.
Yeah.
They are
power the show.
Most comfortable shoes.
Yeah. But, and I think I've said this on the podcast before, in my second life of golf, which is what I'm in right now, my first was a junior golfer.
Yeah.
In my second life of golf, all I'm doing is buying the things that I wasn't allowed first time round.
So therefore, at Christmas, isn't there a bit of a problem? Because actually, anything you wanted, you've sort of got for yourself over the course of the year.
Yeah.
So what's left for you to get at Christmas?
Yeah, well, the only thing is the white foot joys that I've never bought. It's like why I got myself a Scotty Cameron. The two first things that I got when I came back to golf this time round was a Scotty Cameron and an electric trolley.
Yeah.
Two things Sarah and Paul would never get me as a junior golfer. So this is such an insight into my psyche, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's but that's, you know, that's if you were a junior golfer and there's a load of things you couldn't get. It's a bit like when I bought getting a Nintendo as an adult. I desperately wanted a Nintendo when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I got one as an adult and I was like, oh, I'm a bit bored, a bit too old for computer games. It's not as fun. But with golf, you could actually be like, I'm going to spend the money and it's then amazing.
A golf thing, looking back on Christmases in the past, and we are in that period now as we enter December and it's all very exciting. Present I got one year for Christmas and it still has such fond memories to me. And this is why I love that I got into golf as a junior, is that my childhood and golf are forever linked.
Yes.
In a really nice way. Like you look back on your childhood and whatever that means to you.
Total. And that is what I'm trying to do with my kids as well. Really damage them up nicely early on.
With the golf.
Yeah, putting them on this sort of golf drip so they've got to spend the rest of their life regularly getting this horrific drug. Yeah, it's important.
One of my favourite memories was one of those very cheap put and return things. Yeah. That's the noise. You nailed the noise.
But I mean, literally, we had exactly the same. My dad got one in the 80s. They were the executive toy in the 80s. And what's the best way to describe them? They sort of look...
Small ramp.
Small green...
Electric ramp.
A small green ramp.
Yeah.
Right?
With a small plateau at the end.
Yeah, with a plateau at the end and a little metal thing. Like, and obviously, as a kid, I would push the metal thing down.
Yeah.
Until the... hit my finger and really hurts. That's a rite of passage. It's a rite of passage. It was a sort of oval shape.
Yeah.
And they were the executive toy. All these dads had them in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, and I got one as a kid.
Yeah.
And I remember putting... I mean, there's an interesting question. Does the putting that you do on carpet help your putting at all?
Oh, my God.
It can't do, can it?
No, which is why... But I think it probably can, but we've been upsold to buying all these crazy things you see on Amazon, the long green strip with the lines on.
Yeah, I nearly bought one. The put out.
They're really expensive.
They're a fortune.
I mean, it's just a bit of crap carpet with some lines on.
The put out guys follow me on social media, so I will not I will not condone crap bit of carpet.
Well, in that case, you're not going to be buying one. It's fine.
Unfortunately.
I mean, listen, I'm up for being persuaded otherwise of that because we've got no carpet in our house that will be right. We've got a tiny house. There's no space.
It's just pure marble in yours, isn't it?
Exactly so.
In his marble mansion.
Love, polished concrete. So I would be interested if anyone's got a take on that. Putting at home. It's not something I've ever practiced, putting at home, but maybe there's something in it.
Yeah, I would love a little... I don't think it's going to help. The only thing that maybe it would help is your delivery of club to ball, and you could maybe look at how the ball rolls off the face.
Yeah.
Because if it's going end over end, at least you're making proper contact you could work on at home.
I do think when I'm putting well, that moment when the putter hits the ball and strikes it up like that and you get that top spin. So then
that's what's
happening.
That's what it's supposed... I think... Is it top spin or is it backspin? Is it not supposed to go...
You're supposed to cut down onto it.
Are you?
No, you're going up.
You're going up on it. So you hit it...
So it's forward spin. It's top spin. That's top spin.
Now, this would... I always thought there was a small bit of loft on a putter.
Yes, there is.
So when you hit it, you get a moment of backspin before it makes contact on the ground.
You're the nerd.
And then begins rolling forward.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so it's sort of... Yeah.
So it goes, you get, there's a bit of loft on the club. So it hits it, it rolls backwards like this.
But a tiny bit.
Tiny bit that it hits the ground and rolls forward.
Yeah, maybe.
I might be wrong.
I now need to go and watch some ultra slow motion footage of putting. Listen, we're about to finish for today. Before we go, though, we've got a very important bit of business to do, right? We've got to give away a golf ball.
We've got to give away a golf ball. Another limited edition. Pro V1. Remember, whoever wins, for the love of God, don't email us saying you're that person.
Yep.
It's where the competition falls down.
If you are this person that we are about to read out, you're the only person allowed to email us. If you're not that person and you email us pretending to be that person, the chances are we won't know and we'll still give you a golf ball anyway. So don't do that.
Don't do it.
We really need to get some better security for this format.
DMN Dolly.
Congratulations, DMN Dolly.
Dolly.
If you are Dolly and you wrote a very kind thing and gave us a 5-star review on the podcast app, then drop us an email, thetoms@golfersruiningmylife.co.uk, and this Tom here will send you a beautiful tie list.
I've got no idea how we're going to administrate who Dolly is because it's not a real name.
No.
We're just going to trust you.
We're going to trust you.
We're going to trust you.
Golf, you know what? Golf relies on trust. It's yourself you're cheating.
Yeah, actually.
And it's not us, it's us. It's literally us you're cheating.
Anyway, we're back next week for another episode of your favourite golf podcast. Loads of people saying they were enjoying my Live and Let Die book, which I spoke about a few weeks ago, about Alan Shipnock. I'm also in the middle, not finished yet.
Oh, go on, what's that one?
This is his unauthorised biography on Phil Mickelson. I'm reading that as well, which is fascinating.
So Alan Shipnock is the guy that Phil Mickelson slagged off on social. So
he slags him off loads. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think they've got a love-hate thing.
Feels quite hate-hate at the moment.
Yeah, a lot of hate-hate. I didn't know as well. Sorry, before the show ends, quickly on this. I didn't realise, because I'm 29, so Phil was a bit before my time. There was like 2 or 3 seasons where Phil was the man. Pre-Tiger.
Yeah.
Phil was like... Yeah. The world beater in golf.
Like 98, 99, 2000.
Yeah, 97. Yeah, something like that. So I think in another world,
yeah,
in a world without Tiger Woods.
In a tigerless world, yeah.
Phil's the man,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, he still won. How many majors did he win?
He was on a very long dry patch. Yeah. Majors avoided him for a very long time and then went on to win. I mean, as you can see, I'm only... Can you hear this?
Oh, yeah, that's lovely.
Nice, I'm only about a quarter of the way in, so we're not. He's just won his first major. But it's very good, worth reading.
Yeah, he's won his first major. I'd leave it there if I were you, because it's very much downhill after
that.
Yeah. It's,
what about the gambling? right, see you next time, yeah?
Thanks, mate.
Cheers.
Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.